Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, There Are Moms Way Worse Than You. Irrefutable Proof That You Are Indeed a Fantastic Parent by Glenn Boozen is a humorous illustrated rhyming book for adults, especially mothers who feel pressured by the standards of modern parenting, published by Workman. The book uses real examples from the animal kingdom to create a comic contrast between ordinary human parenting struggles and far more extreme maternal behaviors found in nature. Its purpose is not to offer practical advice in the traditional sense, but to reduce guilt, provide perspective, and make readers laugh at the idea that imperfect parenting still counts as good parenting. Priscilla Witt's bright, playful illustrations support the book's tone, making the facts feel approachable rather than harsh. The result is a short, giftable title that combines comedy, nature facts, and reassurance in a format designed to be read aloud and shared. Boozen takes familiar moments of maternal anxiety, such as feeling behind on chores, worrying about feeding choices, or doubting whether one is doing enough, and offsets them with examples of animal mothers whose behavior is far more severe, strange, or unsentimental. This is effective because it reframes the emotional scale of parenting. Instead of arguing that human mothers should be perfect, the book suggests that the category of good enough is already meaningful. The humor depends on the reader recognizing both the absurdity of the animal example and the relatability of the human worry. That contrast is the book's main mechanism of reassurance. It is also why the book resonates as a gift item. It turns a private feeling of inadequacy into a shared joke. The structure does not deny parental struggle. It normalizes it by placing it beside a much harsher natural world. Secondly, scientifically true animal facts create the book's unusual blend of humor and credibility. The book is written in rhyming couplets, which gives it a nursery rhyme energy while aiming at an adult audience. That format matters because it softens the bluntness of the subject matter. The animal behaviors described in the book can be graphic or startling, but rhyme and rhythm keep the tone playful rather than clinical. The verse also makes the book easy to skim, remember, and read aloud, which is one reason reviews often describe it as sounding like a song. In a category full of parenting humor books, the formal choice of rhyme gives the work a distinct identity. It helps the book feel less like a factual reference and more like a performance piece, where timing and cadence are part of the joke. This matters analytically because the form reinforces the function. A stressed reader is more likely to receive the reassurance if the text feels light, quick, and accessible rather than argumentative. The rhyme structure therefore supports both the comic and emotional goals of the book. Thirdly, illustration and book design make the difficult material feel inviting rather than harsh. A key reason the book stands out is that its jokes are anchored in true animal behavior. The examples are not invented exaggerations but real, documented behaviors chosen for their comic shock value. That factual basis gives the book a secondary layer of appeal. Readers are not only amused, they are also learning odd details about animal parenting. The blend of education and comedy gives the content more staying power than a simple joke book. It also prevents the premise from becoming purely sentimental. Because the claims are presented as real, the book can rely on the reader's surprise at how brutal, impractical, or indifferent some species appear to be when raising offspring. This credibility makes the reassurance more persuasive. If the animal examples were obviously made up, the comparison would be weaker. The book works because the facts are strange enough to be funny, but accurate enough to feel grounded. That combination is central to its identity as a humorous non-fiction picture book for adults. Fourthly, its main audience is overwhelmed mothers, but its use is broader as a social gift. Priscilla Witt's illustrations are an important part of how the book functions. The art gives the book a colorful, whimsical surface that balances the less pleasant details of the animal examples. In a book that mentions poop, abandonment, and other unsettling parenting behaviors, the visual style prevents the material from feeling mean-spirited or overly graphic. This matters because the book is aimed at readers seeking comfort, not judgment. The illustrations also help frame the text as a gift object, something meant to be shared on Mother's Day, at baby showers, or during periods of parental stress. The design reinforces the book's positioning between picture book, joke book, and keepsake. It is short and visually driven, which makes the reading experience more about mood and pacing than about extended argument. That compact format is part of the appeal. The book can deliver a single, clear emotional effect quickly. In a crowded market of parenting humor, the polished presentation helps it feel finished, intentional, and easy to give. Lastly, short-form humor turns parenting anxiety into a compact, shareable reading experience. The book is explicitly aimed at mothers who feel guilty, overworked, or inadequate, and that target audience shapes every part of its tone. It speaks to the emotional realities of early parenting and the pressure many women feel to perform motherhood perfectly. At the same time, its gift-friendly format expands its use beyond personal reading. it is frequently positioned as a present for new mothers, baby showers, and anyone who might appreciate a light, affirming joke about parenting. That dual purpose is important. The book does not function like a manual, and it is not trying to teach technique. Instead, it offers emotional perspective through comedy, which gives it a place alongside self-help books without sharing a practical burden. Its success in the category comes from this exact balance. It validates without lecturing, educates without becoming earnest, and entertains without losing its central message. For readers, the benefit is not actionable parenting instruction, but a reset in how they judge themselves. In conclusion, There Are Moms Way Worse Than You is best suited for mothers, parents, and gift buyers who want humor that is also emotionally useful. Readers who enjoy illustrated books, rhymed verse, or comedy built from surprising facts will find its format especially effective. Found in nature. That makes it a useful book for moments of stress, exhaustion, or postpartum insecurity. What distinguishes it from similar parenting humor titles is the combination of scientific accuracy, playful rhyme, and polished illustration. Many books about motherhood either lean into advice or lean into jokes, but this one does both indirectly by using animal behavior as evidence in a comic argument. It is short, memorable, and easy to share, which also makes it unusually strong as a gift book. In a crowded category, its most distinctive feature is that it reassures without becoming sentimental and amuses without feeling shallow. If you would like to support Glenn Buzan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.